History, which seemed to be a cut-and-dried matter of memorizing facts, now becomes a matter of choosing one good interpretation from among many. Historical truth becomes a matter of personal preference. This position is hardly satisfying. They cannot help but feel that two diametrically opposed points of view about an event cannot both be right, yet they lack the ability to decide between them. To understand why historians disagree, students must consider a problem they have more or less taken for granted. They must ask themselves what history really is. In its broadest sense, history denotes the whole of the human past. More restricted is the notion that history is the recorded past, that is, that part of human life which has left some sort of record, such as folk tales, artifacts, or written documents. Finally, history may be defined as that which historians write about the past. Of course, the three meanings are related. Historians must base their accounts on the remains of the past left by people. Obviously, they cannot know everything for the simple reason that not every event, every happening, was fully and completely recorded. Therefore, the historian can only approximate history at best. No one can ever claim to have concluded the quest. But this does not say enough. If historians cannot know everything because not everything was recorded, neither do they use all the records that are available to them.